countries here in BC are going to be shutting down. I know that Weeds on Burrard has a petition because they're getting threatened to be shut down. And to that I say, please do not, because, well, interesting. I mean, you don't need weed. You know, I mean, I guess this is me having a, you know, 2019 revelation, you know, at January 10th at 7:20, just being like, you know what, if they shut the weeds down, you know what I'll do? Maybe I'll read more or something like that. You know, maybe send, you know, two or three more emails a day. I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. But it's an interesting thing because it also doesn't even feel like the police are here. The police here have a desire to shut down dispensaries as they have been such a regular, I don't want to say, they've just been a regular force or regular position in the community, you know, like a bakery or like a butcher, you know, like that. It's just, they've just been here for so long that it seems kind of ridiculous to close them now. However, some of them are closing themselves. So if you go to Cannabis Culture, they are closing themselves to avoid being raided. But they should be, they should take some solace in the idea that BC's new pot cops will not be raiding anytime soon. When we get back, we are going to talk about a cow with TB and how that could potentially be bad for you.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Non, dans la vie, on m'a rien donné. J'ai eu de l'amour plus qu'il n'en fallait. Et du merci, mes repères m'ont évité de perdre la tête. On m'a dit que je devais tout lâcher. Pas connu au port déjà fermé. Que si je vais pas encore percer, c'est sûrement que mon heure a déjà sonné. Et oui, j'ai fait des sacrifices que l'on ne dit pas. Si elles coulent, on ravale nos larmes comme des soldats de poids. Avant le bonheur était simple, quatre autour d'un repas. Pourquoi quand le bonheur appelle, on ne répond pas, pas, pas. Aujourd'hui, je vis ma vie, qu'il me juge ou pas. Je saute dans le vide, parachute ou pas. Aujourd'hui je vis ma vie, forte et vulnérable. Je saute dans le vide, qu'on me rattrape ou pas. Dans les sabliers, mais personne ne veut le rattraper. On promet de ne pas oublier, mais une promesse est sacrée. Hein. Sur mon lit de mort, je pas de regrets. Comme laisser partir l'amour de sa vie, tuer la folie de nos rêves. J'ai la chance de ne pas être seul au monde, et quand la nuit tombe, enfin, je sais que seul mon cœur me guide chaque jour vers mon destin. Alors pourquoi s'enfermer derrière les sourires, se cache de la tristesse. On fait avec ça, avec la passion. Je lève des montagnes. Aujourd'hui je vis ma vie,
rattrape ou pas.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa Arian. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And we are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Coast Salish territory here live from the most western part of Pacific Spirit Park. My apologies for doing the land acknowledgement in the middle of the show. It should always be done in the beginning, you know, as we recognize which land we are on. And you would think that that is something that should be in front of mind of the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, and Parliament, and the LNG companies who have decided to employ the RCMP and have them remove elders and First Nations and protesters from the land so that they can continue to build a natural gas pipeline. It seems like every week or every month, you know, there is another capitalistic force that is pressing upon the people and putting them in a position where they have to defend their land with their bodies. Over 14 people were arrested yesterday by the RCMP as they stand to defend their land. And so this is one of those things where I think about our stereotypes. So we often, by we, I just mean society, you know, we often have stereotypes for groups. And it's very interesting, as you know, as an American growing up, we think of Native Americans, you know, and the indigenous population of America as the protectors of the land, and they are willing to put their body on the line as they see themselves as one and just a part of the land and not owners of it. And that's our stereotype, and it is like an honorable way to look at people, you know, that the country has done so dirty throughout the centuries. And we've seen people step up and defend not just the land, but I feel like when they're defending the land, they're defending everybody. You know, I see it as one of the radical traditions of the indigenous people here, is that, you know, defending an aquifer or a access to the BC coastline or a river, or, you know, those things aren't just protecting them. It's not, hey, we don't want this here. It's no, we don't want this, as this can cause irreparable damage to us now and to what the landscape looks like in the future. And so when we see these pipelines, reconciliation has been a term that has been used by the Canadian government, you know, as something that is important. So reconciliation is about acknowledgement, then it's about consultancy, and then it's about taking action. And so we have seen a lot of times these pipelines move forward without anything that looks like consultancy And so that's why you get to these large protests. Justin Trudeau's in Kamloops, and he was met with supporters and opposers of the pipeline. It was funny. I was listening to CBC Radio today, and they talked about how they see the same protesters, you know, there all of the time. And it's wondering who the hell is showing up for, you know, pro-pipeline that isn't on pipeline payroll. You know, the indigenous population doesn't get paid more to not have the pipeline. So it just seems like the like who's more pure in their protests. And I feel like it's very clear. The indigenous population and the people who stand with them, you know, aren't getting paid more by not having the pipeline go through the land. But the people who do show up pro-pipeline are obviously on the payroll. Like, nobody's showing up for the goodwill of a LNG natural gas company. I just don't see it. But it'll be interesting moving forward, particularly how Justin Trudeau handles this, because I guess he's going to be coming up for re-election soon. And, I mean, to be frankly honest, this dude, before legalizing marijuana, he really didn't do anything that he said. And I remember when he came into power, because it was interesting to see someone who's so young, you know, be the prime minister, even though his father was the prime minister, and how hopeful he sounded, you know, and how positive he sounded, you know, very similar to Barack Obama. But, you know, he's not really doing shit. But it's interesting. And so if you listen to my show, you listen to it every week, you know that there was an instance last week where there was a rat found in some cheddar at the Crab Park Chowdery. And a online fundraiser has started to help the owner of the restaurant trying to raise money to cover losses. Now, that's really, I find that really nice. You know, that the community, particularly the people who go there, have like recognized the value of the restaurant and the owner. And while they are going through this particular ordeal, you know, they're trying to really help them stay afloat. Now, the restaurant says in the last 10 days since that rat went viral, their revenues have gone from $2,000 a day to as low as $200 a day. And it's basically the woman actually has, the woman who posted, there's two women who posted the video, Contessa Coey, is the one who posted the video. Now, it's thinking back, like, so over a week has passed since, you know, this story originally broke. And I've had like numerous discussions just about Instagram and what does that look like, you know, Instagram and, you know, the concept of being like internet famous, and how does that make people do irrational things, like how that makes people stage you know, stage photos, stage videos, stage casual, you know, what's it called? I can't remember. Yeah, but, you know, like, where people just are pretending like they're going on their normal life and really they're actually stage photos. And so instances like this where people can go viral from having a rat in the soup. But it was talked about how it was authentic. This woman, Contessa, has put her name on the allegation and saying that no, this is real. I'm dismissing that it was staged, and the idea that she would ever bring a cooked rat to a restaurant is ridiculous. Now, I do think that it is ridiculous that anyone would bring a cooked rat to a restaurant, and then I think it's even more ridiculous that somebody would cook a cooked rat at the restaurant. But the Vancouver Coastal Health did investigate and did find evidence of rodents at the commissary kitchen in the basement of Mammy Taylor's restaurant where Crab Park Chowdery is cooked. So it does seem like that rat was an authentic rat and authentically in the soup. And so, but it is nice that people are coming together and raising money. Listen, I don't know if that's like, it's not the most sympathetic GoFundMe story I've ever heard. Like, I have a hard time thinking about giving money to somebody who didn't care enough to not serve me rat. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about how my plan to become a billionaire has really, really started to be put into action and other things. Thanks.
Cadillac, the color cocaine. I'm smoking on that propane. Bending corners on them chrome things. In the city, that's a home game. I want the whole thing. Stop the traffic, let the whole bang. I'm choking, let that whole sing. Money color when the phone ring. Cadillac, the color cocaine. I've been smoking on that propane. Bending corners on them chrome things. In the city, that's a home game. Fuck a half, I want the whole thing. Stop the traffic, let that whole bang. I'm choking, let that whole sing. Money calling when the phone ring.
I put that dick in the reel. That bitch, she wanted my kids. I hit the lot of that hoe. She wanna know where I live. She asked me why I'm so rude. I told her that's how it is. I save a name on my phone. There's water right under the bridge. White boy with a tat. Double cupping with the act. Really lit up in the third coast. For most of y'all, it's just an act. Drop the top up on a hater. Pop a trunk up on these hoes. I've been riding through the city trying to bend these corners, get it on the go. Everything was moving slow. I was taking too much Zans. My whole life is in the clouds. Wasn't sticking to the plan. Now I feel like I'm a man. Back with it, got a gram. With nobody's help, y'all just did it for the gram. I'ma get it for my fam. Homie, that's the way I am. Tryna make it out, all I think about. Feel like y'all don't give a damn. I'ma get it for my fam. Homie, that's the way I am. Tryna make it out, all I think about. Feel like y'all don't give a damn. Cadillac, the color cocaine. I've been smoking on that propane. Bending corners on them chrome things. In the city, that's a home game. Fuck a half, I want the whole thing. Stuck in traffic, let that whole bang. Pop the trunk and let that whole sing. Money calling when the phone rang.
Que je vais couler, ils désirent tous me voir couler. Mets-toi dans mon chemin, je vais devoir te rouler. Ils savent que je m'y connais, la plupart sont tous étonnés. Ils savent qu'un jour je vais devoir ce que, frère, ça ne sert à rien de m'étonner. Frère, je fais pas de trust and soul, l'amour l'a vu mon soul. J'suis toujours on the road, peu importe ce qui se passe, j'dois toujours get more. Fuck l'affection, fuck le dinero. Malheureusement, le parquet c'est l'héros. Tous ces fils de paiement travaillent pour des zéros. J'trust non, j'connais trop de faux frérots. Les gars équipés pour un blême pro. Pousse une nigga, j'ai l'extendo. Après toutes ces années d'impro, je leur avais dit comme le joke que je deviens psycho. J'étais avec la même gang, j'étais avec le même squad, j'étais avec les mêmes drecks, ils ont cru en moi. Ta bitch sur mon dick, elle me connaît depuis. Maintenant que je suis dans le rap, je la baisse qu'à minuit. Pour la moula, pousse une nigga, scroll pour mon blé. Pour la moula, y'a plein de gens qui ont dû succomber. Pour la moula, le sang coule, faudra m'éviter. Bété, 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 S-Gang. Je vous promets qu'on va tout niquer. Pour la moula, pousse une nigga, scroll pour mon blé. Pour la moula, y'a plein de gens qui ont dû succomber. Pour la moula,
le son cool, faudra m'éviter. BTS gang, je vous promets qu'on va tout niquer.
Rien qu'à changer à part que je peux plus mettre toutes mes économies dans mes poches. Je fais des dollars mais je fais pas de folie, je pense au futur ainsi qu'à mes proches. Concert et cachat dans une lobe, les fans veulent des photos mais je suis dans un rat. A coco et duro de duro, le client l'apprend pas si c'est pas en rat. J'ai plusieurs petits défauts, quelques grandes qualités. Je suis sur le fait de la mixtape dans le four et qui va m'arrêter. Oh non, maintenant les petits rafales, ils écoutent tous du lost et dans la rue. C'est des piranhas, ils feront jusqu'à l'os, les pieds dans le feu. Je suis un pyromane, on t'allume si t'es chaud, frérot, t'es vieux comme une pyramide, mais t'as pas fait grand chose, chérie, t'es bon. Et dans mon cœur, t'auras jamais une place. Tous les savages du hood, ton bang, t'es une peau 40 tasses. Oula, oulala, ça vient d'où, là. J'suis debout toute la night, j'fais la moulala. Le niaque est dosé tous les soirs, et dit que j'te soulala. J'suis dosé tous les soirs, et dit que j'te soulala.
Pour la moula. Pussy niggas call pour mon blé. Pour la moula, y'a plein de gens qui ont dû succomber. Pour la moula, le sang coule, faudra m'éviter. BTS gang, j'vous promets qu'on va tout niquer. Pour la moula, pussy niggas call pour mon blé. Pour la moula, y'a plein de gens qui ont dû succomber. Pour la moula, le sang coule, faudra m'éviter. BTS gang, j'vous promets qu'on va tout niquer.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's best radio. Like, where else are you going to hear, you know, some Quebec rap? Also, listen to some Vancouver-based Afro beat rap. I don't even know what you would call Ade Wolf, but fire. If you haven't heard, the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos, and his wife, Mackenzie Bezos, are getting a divorce. And Jeff Bezos is worth almost $140 billion. And so that means his wife is probably worth almost $70 billion. And so Jeff Bezos released a statement yesterday that said, "We want to make people aware of a development in our lives. As our family and close friends know, after a long period of loving exploration and trial separation, we have decided to divorce and continue our shared lives as friends. We feel incredibly lucky to have found each other and deeply grateful for every one of the years we have been married to each other. If we would have known we would separate after 25 years, we would do it all again. We've had such a great life together." Blase, 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 boom. I don't give a shit, Jeff. However, Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos are the largest property owners in the United States. They own 400,000 acres of land. And it's really exciting for me because, like, I feel, you know, maybe not that it's a dream to be a billionaire, but, like, or a goal. Like, I feel like I'm a capitalist, anti-capitalist, and the idea that being a billionaire would be nice. Not in, like, a necessity for me to have a good life. Like, I don't live my life working towards becoming a billionaire. Like, that's not my goal. However, having $1 billion would be nice. Having $70 billion would be great. Especially having $70 billion with somebody who knows what it's like to have $70 billion, because you're in a whole different level. I feel like when people think about this amount of money, you know, they just, you really have, like, kind of no concept, because everyone who's listening to this radio show is broke. So don't pretend like you know what $70 billion. Or pretend like you know what to do with $70 billion. So, I mean, Mackenzie Bezos lives in Seattle. So it's potentially that she could actually listen to this radio show through the airwaves. And I just like to say, you know, it is different having so much money that you don't know what to do with it. And the idea that there's somebody, you know, like me, who doesn't know what to do with $70 billion. However, they have a lot more ideas than probably the people that they've been hanging around with, you know, who are also mega ultra billionaires, you know, who give to the same charities and they spend their money the same ways. They don't actually know how the money really affects and touches the people. And that's like a skill that I have. So if somebody who's $70 billion and is, you know, looking at their life, they already have kids, they've already had marriage, you know, and now they're looking at their life, like, what's going forward? Like, how can I continue to be happy and remain in this state, you know, for the next 30, 40, I guess if you have $70 billion, maybe 100 years of your life, because I feel like if you have $70 billion, you could probably stay alive a lot longer than normal people, you know, and how can you affect and change and really make a name for yourself? You know what? And Mackenzie, I can help you do that, starting just like, you know, so many things. So if you know the type of plants or flowers that she may like, listen, tell me and then I'll send them. And the thing about it is, I don't even know if I have enough money to do that, but I feel like it'd be a good investment. So like, instead of making a GoFundMe for, you know, a rat soup restaurant, make a GoFundMe so that Issa can buy some flowers for Mackenzie Bezos. And listen, this is an opportunity not just for me, but for everybody who knows me. Listen, everybody's coming up. That's the one thing I feel about myself, is why I'll never become a billionaire. I think this is probably the only reason why I'll never become a billionaire, is that if I got $999 million and $999,999,999, I would give a lot of it away before I ever got to a billion. Like, I don't even think that it would be a question. I just wouldn't allow myself to get $1 billion. And so that is that my giving nature, and, you know, just the idea that I despise the ultra wealthy, because I feel like one day we're going to rise up and have to eat them. One day. And so I don't want to be one of those people who get eight. It's pretty much as simple as that. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Trump's trip to the border, as just there's a lot of particular shakeups here in politics.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Somewhere where we'll go, where we'll go, where morning I was feeling kinda down. Things are going south, I don't mean Cape Town. You see I'm kinda low, like an arrow to a pound. Holla T-Mark, got it on my day around.
Phone rings, Adele on the ringtone. Cause the sleep is over where the fat lady sings. Tasty on the line, what's the message that he brings? He got some Irish Spring, kinda green, I should swing.
Yeah, oh, you can swing by like Moby. Cruise round giddy while we jam some oldies, roadies. Let my mind do some aerobics. And when it came over, man, we split like Moses.
Split like Moses, I never lose bearing. Moses and the rod is like me and my staring. Auto clutching on the sticky, icky, mine's gearing. Like Fanta with the fun that we sharing. Hey, cause this is drive-by music.
Chilling with my boys when while we ride by music. And when we see the haters, it's the bye-bye music. When we on the cushion, it's the fly-by music. I know somewhere where we'll go. Where we'll go, where we'll go. I'll
be like, back at off the beaten path here on 101.9 CITR. And breaking news. We're going to have to cut this radio show short today. However, there are some really disturbing things going on in the news. And I mean cut it short. I mean, listen, I only meant 1 minute. You still stuck me for 8 minutes. And there's some things that you should hear. So CEO of Hacienda Healthcare resigned Monday after police launched an investigation into why a woman who has been in a coma for the past 14 years just gave birth. So, like, in this new, this I don't even think this has anything to do with the new era. I was going to say, like, this is just freaking ridiculous. So, Bill Timmons, longtime chief executive officer of Hacienda Healthcare, has terminated his employment from the company after a 29-year-old patient gave birth to a healthy boy last month, despite being in a vegetative state for the past 14 years. Hacienda Healthcare is in Arizona, and it's been said that this woman has been raped multiple times while she's been in healthcare. And really, as a family member, how is this a thing? And so it's no, like, I'm reading the story for the first time, so that you get in my reaction. Like, I open the story as it's, the headline says, health facility CEO steps down after patient in coma gives birth. And so this is pretty much what I assumed that it was. But reading the story, you're like, what the F? Like, this is crazy. And so, much like here in Canada, the rights of Indigenous women, particularly, are ignored, and the safety is really just, like, you know, thrown out of the window. So this woman was a member of the San Carlos Apache tribe, and their chief writes, on behalf of the tribe, I'm deeply shocked and horrified at the treatment of one of their members. It's crazy that someone who is a caretaker of an individual in a vegetative state, like, would rape them, you know? And so we, you know, thinking about, you know, the people who we are entrusted to protect, you know, the disabled, children and elderly, it's, you know, anybody, pretty much, you know, your neighbors. It's crazy that what people can do to each other. Holy shit. Like, I feel like it shouldn't be that difficult to find out who did it. You know, thinking about just taking DNA samples from the people who worked there, you know, 9 months ago at the time when this might've been a thing. I remember, I guess it was that Kill Bill where she was in a coma, somebody tried to rape her and then she killed him. But I feel like that's, you know, that's a movie. That's not real life. Like, this is real life and real scary. you know, that you can be in a hospital or in a care facility and someone could just take advantage of you, even to the point where it gave your family a baby. Oh, my God. It's horrible. And so another horrible thing is that it showed a picture went viral yesterday about a classroom in South Africa. And surprise, surprise, there's 18 white kids sitting at a table all together. And then they have the five black kids in the class who have to sit at the table by themselves. And so it's even as a first grade class in South Africa post-apartheid, you see that. You still see how racism and segregation has been put on these kids. It's not like those kids are asking for that themselves. You know, and as we move forward, I think you should take a chance and look at some of the gadgets that are coming out in CES. So what we've seen so far is that there's some scary shit coming down the pipeline. When I say scary shit, I mean, yo, we better watch out. Like, we are building sentient robots that are eventually just going to, like, we think of robots like, you know, a Terminator or, you know, RoboCop or something like that that's going to just, like, take over and kill us. But the robots are, like, smarter than us, and the robots are smarter at creating content on the internet. So basically, not only can they get a stronger, they're probably better with weapons, you know, they're going to be, but they can also control our minds because they can use the internet to, you know, to provide information, you know, which makes people believe, you know, something, one thing or the other. So we think of mind, like I used to think of, you know, the government putting a chip in your body to control where you're at, you know, what you're saying, who you're speaking to. But that's with the cell phone. Like we put that chip in our pocket, and then thinking about, you know, how a robot can control your mind. We used to think of, like, wow, you know, maybe they need some type of telekinesis, but in actuality, they don't need that. All they do need is a Facebook account. And that's all to be passed for this week. Tune in every week here live 7 to 8 every Thursday. And if you like me, you like my voice, and you like my friends, Homeboy Jules, Relly Rels, Jamal Steeles, Horsepower, and who's on hiatus in California, and Malik. We do that show, Crimes and Treasons, every Tuesday from 8 to 10. We have guests on there playing the best music in Vancouver. So if you want to listen to the radio and you want to listen to the good music, tune in. We have a best of mix that you can tune in anytime. For 2018. Until next week, new phone. Who this? I'm out.
Girl with the red on her boobs, yeah. I want my dreams to come true, all of my dreams to come true, yeah. Come with me, let me show how we do, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you want it, yeah, so I'ma stop flaunting now. I know that you see me here, in back at a foreign now. It's me and French and the crew, yeah, we got the top down. Yeah, we on the route to the top now, yeah. All the homies, all the homies, yeah, we thought they was Gucci. Snake, snake, so fake, so bad, no bougie.
next stop, pull up, pop BBs, yeah. Blowing smoke, blowing nose, call that flow city.